in people.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Praise God. We thank God for you being here. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all the praise for another opportunity to come before Him, joining together in this kingdom work. Well, guess what? Tonight is the fourth Monday of the month, and the fourth Monday of the month means that this broadcast is dedicated to the sweet hour of prayer. It's a time that we come together with our prayer warriors and pray for our families and our communities, our churches, our nation, and send up prayers for this world, praise God. And we count it a joy. We don't count it as a mishap or just a happenstance, but we count this as an anointed time of prayer, praise God, and an opportunity to put the 10,000 times 10,000 of the enemy to flight, because we know that the prayers of the righteous avail much. And so there is power in agreement and coming together. So we take this time very seriously, and we give God all the praise. We thank God for you, and especially you signing in. We thank God so much for our prayer warriors and leading the charge tonight. We have Elder Hilton Britt, Elder Maddie Green, Prophetess Cecile Cutchin, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, praise God, joining with myself and Pastor Jasper as well. And so we are ready to stand on the wall to be able to lift up and intercede in prayer. Hallelujah. For our families and nation and anyone and anything else that we may know that need prayer. And we give God the praise. Before we get started, I always and we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. And we're going to do just that. And so appropriate for this hour, I want you to listen as CC Winans asks the question, does anybody want to pray with me? Listen and be blessed.
Our Father.
Hallelujah.
Do it, do it.
Just that and count it a joy and an honor. Right now, ask if there is anyone that's on the line that has a prayer request or even a prayer need that they would like to share for someone else. If you will go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, then we will receive of those prayer requests. Is there anyone on the line that has a prayer request? Praise God. Amen. Caller number 3925. Hello there, Prophetess Cutting. Go ahead, please.
Blessings, blessings. I just ask
blessings.
That you keep the Pollitt family in prayer. We had Aunt Shirley, who had a heart attack last week, and Aunt Marion was rushed to the hospital on the same day for shortness of breath. So just keep the Pollitt family in prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Certainly will. Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for that. We will certainly do that. Is there anyone else? Press 1 on your dial pad. Any additional prayer requests? Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God. We're going to go ahead and get started. We have one more prayer request. Praise God. Amen. Elder Maddie Green, God bless you. Can you hear me? Elder Green, do you have a prayer request?
Can you hear me? Yes,
can
you hear me? Even though they're in the Pollitt family, I ask for prayer for Brother Anthony Pollitt and Sister Yvonne Pollitt.
Brother Anthony Pollitt and Sister Yvonne Pollitt. Yes, ma'am. All right. Praise God. We've got them down. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder Green. Is there anyone else with a prayer request? Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to bring in my brother, Elder Hilton Britt. God bless you. And let me go over again so that everyone will know. First, Elder Hilton Britt, then Elder Maddie Green, Prophetess Cecile Cutchin, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, as well as myself. Time permits, Pastor Jasper as well. Praise God. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the microphone over to Elder Hilton Britt. Praise God. Elder Hilton, can you hear me?
Yes, Pastor Constance, I can. Praise the Lord for this opportunity to enter into prayer and praise for the people of God through the Word of God. We thank you, Pastor Jasper, Pastor Constance, for the platform of prayer. And we just give all glory and all honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'd like to pray the Word of God, because the Word of God is the power of God. He sent his Word, and he brought us healing. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness and health through the Word of God. I want to start out with the praise of God. Psalm 105,
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among his people. Sing unto him. Amen. Sing praises unto him. Talk ye all of his wonderful works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders in the judgments of his mouth. O you seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham in his oath to Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an eternal covenant, saying, unto you will I give the land of Canaan and the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yet he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Father God, we come to you, Lord, with rejoicing and thanksgiving, thanking and remembering all that you have done for us as your people. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for this great salvation when we stand as a redeemed people by the precious blood of the Lamb of God, oh, God, who came down from on high, oh, Lord, to offer his life a ransom, oh, Lord. Through his precious blood, oh, Lord, we have received all things that pertain to life and godliness in the beloved, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, you are our God. You have sent your word, O Lord, and in it we will live and move and have our being. We rejoice, O God, that the words of God are faithful and true, that your words are at work within us, doing great and mighty things. And we reflect, O God, upon all that you have done for us up until this day, O God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, and we give honor and glory to you continually, O Lord. O Lord, we declare your word in the midst of the lives of your people, O God. Your words are faithful. Your words are true. Your words are never failing but always prevailing, O God, in us, O God. And so we stand upon them, Lord, looking unto you, the perfecter, O God. Thank you, Lord, that your word, O Lord, is going forth mightily, O Lord. We send it forth right now into the lives of everyone in the sound of our hearing, Lord Jesus. The word of God, living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, breaking down all that would exalt itself against the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord. For there is nothing too hard for you, O God. There is nothing, O God, that can stand, O Lord, before your holy presence, O God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit quickening the hearts and minds, O God, in our innermost being, O Lord. Every fiber, O God, every thought and every imagination being taken captive to the glory and the majesty of the word of the living God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that through your word, Lord, we are empowered, Lord, to think aright, O God. We thank you that through your word, O Lord, that our mortal bodies are quickened, O Lord, with the very life and the power of God, Lord. For your word, O God, is the seed, O Lord, the incorruptible seed that you have sown, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit, O Lord, living and moving and quickening us, O Lord, as a people, Lord. And we rejoice in you this day, O Lord. We speak joy to the hearts and minds of your people, O God. We speak the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, O God. And we cleave to that joy, Lord, a joy, Lord, that makes for the God-type life, a joy, O Lord, that breaks down every stronghold and hindering spirit of the wicked one, O Lord, bringing forth the peace of God that passes all human comprehension and understanding, the joy of the Lord. O God, we thank you, Lord, that your joy flows into the hearts and minds of your people like the river of life that flows from your throne on high, Lord. Living waters, O Lord, saturating our hearts, saturating our souls, saturating our innermost being, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you are moving, Lord, by your Holy Spirit even right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that any spirit of oppression or depression, any spirit of anxiety, O God, any spirit of fear is broken by the blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the authority of your holy word, O God. We thank you for healing, Lord, touching hearts, minds, spirits, souls, and bodies, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, by the holy word, O God, by the living word, O God, that it is moving, O Lord, even as we declare your name, Lord Jesus, that you are Jehovah Roi, the one who heals us, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, and we give glory and honor to you. We celebrate your greatness, Lord. We celebrate your goodness, Lord. We celebrate your faithfulness, O God. You are a God who has never lost a battle, O God. You are a God, O Lord, who goes forth, O Lord, in majesty and splendor and glory, Lord. In your light, we do see light, O God. We thank you for the quickening power of your word, Lord Jesus. that your word, heaven and earth will pass away, but your word never fails, O God. You always cause your word to prevail in us, O God. We thank you that we are a people of faith, O God, looking not, O Lord, to the arm of flesh, but we look to the arm, the everlasting arm, the eternal arm, O God, who has never lost the victory, O God, who knows no defeat, O God. We thank you, Lord, that in you we live and move and have our being. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord Jesus, our God. He is our portion. He is the strength of our life. Oh, he gives victories, O God. Oh, Lord, we give honor to you by your holy presence and by your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for moving, O Lord, in the lives of your people, O God. We thank you for superabundant blessings, O Lord, flowing forth from your holy presence and your holy throne, O God. Even as you are being moved, even as your spirit is breaking forth, Lord, in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you send your word, O Lord, and your peace, O God. Yes, yes, the peace, O God, that yes. No man can comprehend, O Lord, that eternal peace, O Lord. Oh, we thank you for the blessing, O Lord, the blessing resting upon your people, O God, the blessing that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it, O God, the blessing, O Lord, that breaks every yoke and breaks every fetter, O God, the blessing that brings forth rejoicing, O Lord, in the light of your presence, O Lord, illuminating hearts, minds, and spirits, and souls, and bodies, O God. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and hearing the cries of your people, O God. We thank you, Lord, that no cry, O Lord, is too small. None is in vain, O Lord. For you are yet watching over your word to perform it and to cause it to prevail and to run swiftly throughout all the earth, O God. For the word of the Lord can never fail, O Lord. Heaven and earth will pass away, O Lord, before one jot or tittle of that which you have declared can fail, Lord. And it, you sent your word, Lord, to bring healing, O Lord, to bring life, yes, and life more abundantly, O Lord, and your peace, O Lord, like, again, the river of life flowing, quickening, O Lord, the hearts and minds of your people, O Lord. O Lord, we draw near to you. We acknowledge you in all of our ways that you might direct our paths, O God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you in spirit and in truth this evening, Lord Jesus. May your glory fill every house, O God. May your glory fill the hearts and minds of your people, O God. And may your rest, O God, yes, a Sabbath rest, O God, wherein the peace of God will permeate all that pertains to us, O God. O God, we cast every care, we cast every anxiety up upon you, knowing that you care for us. And we declare the peace of God, the rest of God, and the blessed hope, O God, that good hope, O Lord, that brings forth, O Lord, a fullness, O God, that can never be depleted, a fullness, O God, that can never be exhausted, O God. Oh, show yourself mighty in the lives of your people, O God. You are our strong one. You are our blessed hope, a blessed redeemer who cannot fail, O Lord. Victory, 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 O God. Victory in the lives of your people, O God. Victory, O God, over our children and over our loved ones, O God. Thank you, Lord, that we are not born, O Lord, for the curse, but we are born to be blessed and receive the blessing, O Lord. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it, O God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you watch over your word in the lives of our loved ones, O God, to prosper it, to fulfill it, O God, that not one jot or tittle of that which you have declared can fail, O Lord, or will fail. For we look not to the things that are seen, because the things that are seen are just temporal. But we look unto you, O God, our faithful one, our holy one, who carries us, O God, who has been with us, O Lord, before the foundation of the world, O God. We are a people that you have redeemed, O Lord, and called by name, O God. A people, O Lord, that you are yet working through, O God, that you will do that which you have said, O Lord. Not one or jot or tittle of that which you have declared over us will fail or can fail, O God. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Holy Spirit. It's not the arm of flesh. It's not the arm of flesh. but it's the everlasting arm, O God, of the mighty God, the everlasting one, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that be within me. Bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you run swiftly, oh, Lord, in the lives of your people, oh, Lord. We thank you again, Lord, for your healing virtue, oh, God, for the healing power of your Holy Spirit, for the healing power of your precious blood, for the authority of your name, oh, God. May the peace of God that passes all human comprehension bless and keep each and every one. In Jesus' name we pray and we declare, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Thank God for you, Elder Hilton Fred, and thank God for that anointed and powerful prayer. We give God the praise. God bless you this evening. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Elder Maddie Green, praise God. We're going to turn the microphone over to you, my dear sister. Go right. Hold on one moment. I'm sorry, clicking the wrong button here. Elder Maddie Green, praise God. Just one moment.
Hello?
All right, there you are. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, please. Thank God for you.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever. Give honor to Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst and everyone that's on the line. I'll be reading from Matthew, the 18th chapter, beginning at the 19th through the 20th verse. Again, I say unto you that if two or three shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Dear Father, I surrender myself unto thee. Oh, Lord, I want to say thank you, dear God. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for your love, your blood, and your presence of the Holy Spirit watching over us and keeping us and guiding us and lead us. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Dear God, we come unto thee, dear God. Blessed be God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in any tribulation that we may be able to comfort those that are in any trouble where he have comforted us. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, we are praying, dear God, for encouragement, for energy, for sustaining power of the Holy Spirit over thy people. Oh, God, have mercy. Over the church, dear God, which is the people of God, dear God, that know you that are in Christ. Oh, God, have mercy. That we come together in love and unity of perfect peace. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying for families, dear God. We're praying that the blood of Jesus Christ be over the families, dear God, that they come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and be sanctified and baptized and be repentant of their sin and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, have mercy. Bring love into their home. Bring peace into their home. Bring hope into their home and into their hearts, mind, body, and soul. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying for the nations that they seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And when they seek your righteousness, the word of God, there shall be seeking the righteousness that's in Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray for them in their hearts and mind that they be godly men and women and of good reports and of honesty. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, I'm praying for communities, dear God, and neighbors, dear God. I pray that all the discord and division where Satan trying to bring to bind them up be loosened from it and bring forth love in their hearts and mind. And they want to be givers and cheerful givers of one another to help one another when that time of need. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying over the sick, for we said in our word that glory to God, that he was wounded for our transgression.
He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. In the name of Jesus, God, believe and know and stand on his word. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying, dear God, that we continue to pray without ceasing, Lord. Rejoice evermore and give thanks in everything, dear God. Don't be unthankful. Don't be mumbling and complaining, but learn to be thankful and praise him for who he is and what he does, and believe and know for yourself without a doubt. He is God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who brought us out of darkness into his life. We are children of the light and children of the day. So let our light shine before men and women. Oh, God, have mercy. We humble ourselves unto you, and we believe and know that you are who you said you are. And we come unto your submission, and we humble ourselves and pray, and that we turn from our wicked ways. You are here from heaven, and forgive our sin and heal our land. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, Lord, praise God. Thank you, Elder Maddie Green, for bombarding the thrones of heaven with that powerful prayer. God bless you. God bless you. Next, we're going to have Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin, praise God. We're turning the mic over to you. Hello there again, Prophetess Cutchin. Go right ahead, please.
Hello, hello, hello. First, give
Amen.
Honor to you, Pastor Constance and Pastor Jasper. We thank God for your fresh yes. Hallelujah. The
yes,
scripture
Lord.
That I'm going to reference on tonight is Revelation 12:11. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved
Amen.
Not their lives unto the death. Hallelujah. So
Amen.
This talks about the devil and how he went after the mother who was pregnant, and he was thrown out of heaven. I tell you, they're cool. So we thank God for covering us. We thank God for keeping us, because he even says in this chapter how the dragon spewed water out of his mouth to drown the mother so that the baby could not be born that was going to be the leader. And the heaven, the earth, swallowed up the water. Hi, my God, cool. We thank God for covering us. We thank God
yes.
for keeping us. My tayyidikul. So, Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify. We glorify your holy name. God, we thank you covering us. Your blood still works. My tayyidikul. The blood that was shed on Calvary's cross still works. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for making a way out of no way, Father God. We thank you for covering all of the sick, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. All of the ones who are sick in their bodies, those who are sick in their minds, Father God. Father God, I even thank you, Father God, for covering the children, the seniors that were here in the DMV area that did a skip day a few days ago, and someone got mad. They were playing with water guns. Someone got mad and brought a real gun and shot five people, God. So, Father God, we thank you for covering those children, that only those five got hurt. I pray that none of them died. I'm not sure. I have to follow back up on it, but I pray that none of them died. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would just continue, Father God, to cover and to keep, Father God, the teachers that pour into these children, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, the teachers in the school system, Father God, and even the people in the church houses that pour into these children, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we thank you, Father God, that you give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for life. We thank you for life, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the gifts you have given to us called children and grandchildren, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that you would cover them, that you would keep them. We thank you for the gifts called family, Father God. The gifts called family. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, that you will unite family, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And not tear them apart as the world tries to tear the family unit apart, Father God. We thank you for the unity in our communities, Father, the unity in the community called the church, Father God. So we thank you for the unity in the church family. We thank you for the unity in the biological family, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even as those of us who have reunions, Father God, let the reunions be a unity, Father God, in the family unit to make it more unit, a more tight-knit unit, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that we get to know one another and that we love on one another. Hallelujah. Because love covers a multitude of things. So we thank you for the love of Christ. We thank you for the love in the family unit. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the love in the church. We thank you for the love of our pastors. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God chastises those whom he loves. So we thank you even for the chastisement. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. We thank you for Jesus leaving the 99 to go after the one. Hallelujah. We thank you for pulling us back into the fold. When we go places we know we're not supposed to go and do things we know we're not supposed to do, Father God, we thank you for the chastisement. We thank you for the love. We thank you for going after us. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify, we glorify your holy name, Father God. We surrender all to you, Father God. Father God, we ask that you would be with, Father God, those lawmakers, Father God, that they will make laws that are beneficial for the community and not their pockets. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we ask that we just give you a fresh yes. A fresh yes on today, Father God. Father God, we surrender our all to you, our mind, our will, our emotions. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lay at your feet, Father God, to be used as you would see fit to use us. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify, we glorify your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And it is so. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, El. Thank you, Prophetess Cutchins, for that anointed prayer.
God bless you.
Yes, and God bless you this evening. God bless you. Praise God. And next we will have Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley. Praise God. Hallelujah. Associate Pastor Manley, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am here. God bless you.
God bless you this evening.
God bless you. Give honor to God. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Lisa. Give an honor to Pastor Lisa and her husband, Pastor Jasper. Also like to give honor to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And thank God for all these prayer warriors that are on the line tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It has been a blessing. I don't know about you, but it has been a blessing to my soul, a healing to my very soul. And I thank Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Because Jesus said healing is the children's bread. That means healing belongs to all of God's children. Our Heavenly Father has already provided it for us. This evening, my scripture comes from Matthew 15, 22 through 28. Matthew 15, 22 through 28. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him and saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Hallelujah. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she, worshiping him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Hallelujah to the word of God. If you are born again, you are a child of God Almighty. And according to Jesus, healing is our bread. It is our daily bread. And you can partake of it, of that bread, right now. Right now. Bring yourself to the altar. Bow your head in belief and faith in Jesus Christ. Tell somebody, pass the bread. For healing is a provision that belongs to us from our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, Heavenly and gracious Father, we come before you today, Father God, to the throne of grace, Father God, for your mercy, Father God. Lord God, you said in your word, Father God, that you are the great I am that I am, Father God. There is no one like you, Father God. Hallelujah, Father. You have everything that we need, Father God. You have healing and strength and help for us, Father God. And Lord God, we ask you right now, Father God, to touch, heal, deliver, set free right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. No devil can keep anything from us that is from the Father Almighty, Father God. Lord God, you said you would bless our faith, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We come to you, Father God, in faith, Father God, knowing that you are our healer, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Anything that's not like you, Father God, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We have people laying cancer on the altar right now to be rebuked in the name of Jesus, Father God. Tumors are rebuked right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Cataracts are rebuked right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Blood diseases rebuked right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Blood pressure has to go and do what God said right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. God said brain cancer, Father God, healed right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Someone has a child, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Have a child that is suffering right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. I rebuke the sickness right now from the root, Father God. We pull it up from the root right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for power from on high, Lord God. Glory, hallelujah, Father God. Lord God, we have barrenness in somebody's body right now. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch the uterus, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the woman's body in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the man's body right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah to your mighty name. Hallelujah to your mighty name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your righteous name, Father God. Lord God, we speak right now. Somebody is having trouble with their speaking, Father God. They're having trouble getting their words together, Father God. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Touch the tongue, Father God, in the name of, loose them right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your holy and righteous name. We rebuke lameness in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. We just release the rear rashes in the name of Jesus, Father God. We release kidney stones right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Someone's having heart issues, Father God, that's been bothering them for a long, long time, Lord God. But you are a mighty God. Hallelujah. You are a holy God, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We rebuke it, Father God. We rebuke the heart issues, Father God, right name in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we declare and we decree that that heart will operate in the purpose and the plan that it was made to do since the beginning of time, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, I ask you, bless all these warriors, these prayer warriors tonight, Lord God. Touch, heal, deliver right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. You know what they need, Father God. You know what they desire, Father God. Hallelujah. Move, Father God. Move, Father God, like the wind across this ocean, Father God, a wind across this country, Father God. Touch, heal, and deliver those who believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy God. Hallelujah to your righteous name. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we can't forget about the little babies, Father God, little children, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Some are suffering, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. By no fault of their own, Father God, but for some evilness that is in this world, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We speak peace upon them, Father God.
Yes.
We speak, Father God, you release those who are in the snatches of something that's trying to kill them, Father God. Release them, Father God. Release them to power. Release them to love, Father God. Release them to peace in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. And we're going to give you all the thanks and the glory before we see it, Father God. We're not going to wait until we get no reports. Hallelujah, Father God. For we know already, Father God, that you are the great I am that I am. You're everything that we need, Father. Everything that we need, Father God. And we thank you so much, Father, for listening to us, for declaring to us, Father God, and to answering all our prayers, Father God. We love you. We love you so much, Jesus.
Yes,
we love you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. All these things we pray in your mighty and precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Associate Pastor Manley. We give God the praise and thank you for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. We thank you, Father God. Tonight I'd like to share with you from Mark chapter 11, and I'll be reading from verse 23 up to verse 26, and it says this, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, that what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses." May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we give you the praise and honor and glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, again for this opportunity as we have had these prayer warriors, Father God, pour out to you from their hearts, Heavenly Father, from their very spirits, from their very beings, Lord God, everything that they, Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you pour back into them, Lord God. Bless them and meet every one of their needs, Lord God. I lift up to your Elder Hilton Britt, Father God. I lift up to your Elder Maddie Green, Father God. I lift up to your Prophetess Cecile Cutchin, Father God. I lift up to your Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, these prayer warriors that thought it not robbery, Lord God, to come before you, Lord God, praying on behalf of our families, on behalf of our communities, on behalf of our churches, on behalf of this nation, and on behalf of this world, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you bless them and continue to bless them and bless them indeed, Lord God. Meet every need, Father God, for you know what that is, Lord God, individually and collectively, Lord God. Wrap your loving arms around them, Father God. Show yourself nigh and strong on their behalf, Father God. Not only on their behalf, Lord God, but on behalf of those that are a part of their families as well, Lord God. Meet the need, Father God, whatever it may be. Let your blessings, Lord God, just rain down upon them, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you the praise, Father God. And now, Lord God, I lift up, Lord God, those special prayer requests, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for Cade Benjamin, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you wrap your loving arms around this little baby, Father God. I pray, Lord God, Lord, that right now,
now that he began to eat, Heavenly Father, the food that will bring nourishment, that they will not have to do surgery on him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, but that he will, Lord, restore his appetite, that he will eat naturally, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Heal his body, Lord God, from the crown of his head down to the soles of his feet, Father God. And we thank you that we can entrust him, Lord God, to you, knowing, Lord God, that you care for him, that you are Jehovah Ra, Father God. You are the God that healeth, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. And as we pray for Betty Jo Whitehurst, Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, then thank you, Lord God, for bringing her off of life support, Father God. And we pray, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to show yourself strong on her behalf, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and that we pray for her complete and total healing, Lord God, and that not only does she be made healed, but she be made whole as well, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for Randy Cowan, Lord God, who's battling brain cancer right now, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to manifest your healing over his body from the crown of his head down to the soles of his feet, and we rebuke brain cancer. We rebuke cancer, Lord God, from any of, Lord God, yes, Lord, from his body, Lord God, and from anybody that may be suffering, Lord God, from cancer, Lord God. Your word said that cancer has a name, Lord God, but we know that at the name of Jesus Christ, every sickness and every disease and everything has got to bow. So you've given us, Father God, the power to bind, Lord God, and loose, Lord God, that everything, Lord God, that we bind here in the earth shall be bound in heaven, and everything that we loose in the earth shall be, Lord God, loose in heaven as well. And so, Lord God, we bind cancer, we bind sickness, and we bind disease, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, as well for Mary Britt, Lord God. We lift her up to you tonight, Father God. Wrap your loving arms around her. Manifest your healing power in and through and over her body, Lord, from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we speak, Lord God, a fresh anointing and newness, Lord God, over her, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you just keep her, Lord God, in all of your ways, Father God. We thank you for her complete and total healing and being made whole, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray and lift up, Lord God, Aunt Shelley, Father, and Aunt Marion. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing them to go home, Father God, from the hospital, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But we continue to pray, Lord God, for complete and total healing as well of their physical bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God, where there may be physical weakness, for we know, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that in you we are made strong even amid our weakness, Father God. So be, Lord God, yes, Jehovah Rapha on their behalf as well, Father God. Yes, Lord, we lift up to you Luther Moore, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we lift up to your mother Annie Thomas, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Sister Gloria Whitehurst, Father God. And those, Lord God, as they are dealing with individual medical issues and illnesses, Father God, heal, Father, heal, Lord God, as only you can. You are the great physician, Father God. You are the greatest cardiologist, Heavenly Father, in all of heaven and earth, because you can heal hearts, Lord God. You can manifest, Lord God, the healing power. Do it, Lord, over every cell, nerve, tissue, organ, bone, joint, and system, Lord God, over the bodies of those, Lord God, that may be struggling in their health, Father God. Do it, Lord God. Do it as only you can, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. And tonight I want to lift up our young people to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because the enemy, he's trying to run rampant, Lord God, as he goes forth seeking whom he may devour, Lord God. So we're going to pray a covering over our families, Lord God. We're going to pray a covering over our young people, Father God, as we lift them up, Lord God. So right now we pray, Lord God, and lift up Michael Paul Britt to you, Father God. We lift up Elijah Whitehurst, Father, to you, Father. Father God. We lift up Vanessa and Tim and Tony to you, Father God. We lift up to you LaJuan and LaVon and Dominique, Father, to you, Lord God. We lift up Jordan and Rick Manley Jr. to you, Father God. We lift up to you David and Keely and Sean and John to you, Father. We lift up Andrea Moore to you, Lord God. We lift up Jermaine and Keith and Kiki to you, Father God. We lift up to you, Father God. We lift up, Lord God, Joshua and Tanya to you, Father God. We lift up Faith, Destiny, Lord God, and Tanya to you, Lord God. We lift up Grace to you, Father God. Bryce, Thomas, and Araya, Lord God. We lift them up to you, Lord God. The children of the Cushing family, grandchildren, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift them up to you, Father God. R.J. McCree, Father, we lift them up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The young people, grandchildren, great-grands, and children of the Gallo family, the Green family, the Thompson family, the Francis family, the Johnson and Johnson family, the Glasscock family, the McClinton family, the Gibbs family, the Gray family, the Britt family, the Moore family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, the Pollard family, Lord God, the Whitehurst family, the Gown family to you. We lift them up to you, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord God. We yield them to you, Lord. We pray for their salvation, Lord God. We pray that the enemy not have his way, Lord God. Protect them, Lord God. Keep them from the attacks and the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. Yes, Lord, let them come to you, Lord God, and receive you at an early age, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the plan that you have for their life, Father, according to Jeremiah 29:11, Lord God, that plan to prosper them and not to harm them, that plan to give them a hope and a future, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you wrap your loving arms around them, Lord God, that even in a time of difficulty and trouble, Lord God, let them know that you are a strong tower. Let them know, Lord God, that you are their refuge, Lord, that they can run to and run into, and they shall be saved, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So you protect these young people, Father God, and we plead, yes, the blood of Jesus Christ over them, from the crowns of their head down to the soles of their feet. Your word tells us, Lord, that when we train them up in the way that they should go, when they are old, they will not depart from it. So I call right now upon parents, Lord God, to continue, Lord God. We decree and declare that you train them, that their parents train them up in the way that they should go. Yes, Lord, and they will not depart from it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children. So we speak your divine peace over each and every one of the names that I call, even those that did not call. We speak, Lord God, yes, shalom, nothing missing and nothing broken, Father God, in their lives. We thank you, Father God. Oh, yes, and Lord God as well, provide for them, Lord God. Yes, Lord, there are many that want to go to college. Provide for them, Lord God. There are many that are looking for jobs. Provide for them, Lord God. There are many that are starting businesses. Lord, give them the wisdom to be able to start those businesses, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Provide for them, Heavenly Father, only as you can, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. We know there's none like you, Lord God. None like you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord God. We worship you. We magnify your holy name, Lord God. We thank you for this hour of prayer, Father God. Yes, Lord. Bless everyone that's on this line tonight, Lord God. Even names we didn't call, even prayer requests that were not made, Lord God. You even know of the prayer requests of the heart, Lord. Move, Lord, as only you can. Answer, Lord, prayers as only you can, Lord God. Let your perfect will be done. And we declare these prayers. Oh, yes, we do. In the name that's above all names. That's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray and we give you the praise. We give you the honor and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah unto your holy name, Lord God. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Now, if there is anyone on this line that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, tonight is your opportunity. Romans 10, 9 and 10 tells us very plainly that if you just confess the Lord, that if you confess, hallelujah, Lord God, the Lord Jesus, and you believe within your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Yes. And the word of God says that it's as simple and as so that even a child can understand. All you have to do is say, Jesus, Lord, I am a sinner. I ask you to come into my life. I know and believe that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. Come into my heart right now, Lord. Come into my heart. I yield myself to you, Lord God. Come into my heart. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed, my sister, my brother, but that simple prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ tonight. Your name has been written into the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes, 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 never to be erased again. And we give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for you. Now, again, we thank God again as we get ready to close out for every prayer warrior, every person. Thank you so much for these going up. We know the prayers of the righteous avail much. We know that one can put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight. So we thank God for the 10,000 times 10,000 that have been put to flight tonight and their prayers that have been answered. Go forth this evening and have a wonderful, blessed week. And to God be all the glory. We love you. God bless. And have a wonderful night. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.